Shir in the Dorim Zayin Shvat Hetov Shalom Ches, January 15, 1977, on Sunday.
And the meaning of the letters that you say that the halacha of Sot Nizirat Lehoko is based upon Nizirat Lehoko. Now, what does Kosul be called? The Torah says, Kiyafu, the Eved Kol, Yuta Chisli Sokhi Zirzo. So, Kiyafu, in the near English in Kodesa, they explain it, that the more he's saying, Bishwa, the Hindu, from the Shmoyo, Yoma, Drocha, the Mekana, the Abu Kumas, the Hindu, from the Hindu, 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 the why? Because the same issue in Paris and God, in respect to Nizira says, something Nizira is Rehoki, and in respect to Mashki, something Mashki is Tamil to Masasna, so he starts because if we say that he's the right day, so he may have something Mashki is Tamil to Masasna, he was taking the right day, and he's taking the right day to the home.
That if it doesn't become Nisbarel even after the Neder, so then the Neder is not Chal. Because Ishtiyafli, in other words, it has to be clear. Not that it has to be clear at the time of the Neder, that's only according to the Tal. But it has to be clear at least after the Neder. But even after the Neder, it's not clear. Let's say, Harim Nozir Mish Mishri Azem Meokil, so that's there's a course of Ishkiyatu, he has to spell it out that he's taking the Neda. And if it's not clear, even after the Neda it's not Mivuher, so then the Neda is not Chal. So why do they mention? Because the Torah doesn't approve of the Neda of Nizires. So that's the pshat in the Tzeres HaKosu. Why does the Torah say that by Nizires we don't go lechumre? The general rule is we get the rice is lechumre, and by Nizires we don't go lechumre because so the pshat in that Tzeres HaKosu is because the Torah doesn't like the Neder of Nizires altogether. It's only at the Eved that it is chal. So remember, the Torah does not require us to be cheshish. Maybe it is in it, because the Torah doesn't approve of Nizias. So this is the Zeres. So this is what the Rami is saying. The Rami is saying like this. Dovakot. Be ishwein me yihach bisok Nizias lehov. Goy misuk metireb lezer lo ikash. Die ikele meima vireb lezer machme bisofi kapilo vid rabono. Aro kiim de amtot. Die Sophik Nisiris Lehoko Bebleseri, Nei David Dusha Bobi Odom, Hecha Adive, Tume de Rabonon, Ava Pishi Bo Meileo, Min Sires de Reitze, Ava Pishi Bo Bidi Odom. So in other words, so according to Shmuel, it's not it. Because according to Shmuel, so Tumas Vashkin Atzmon is the Reitze. So Mimele, the same Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot of Tares that Tumas Vashkin Litame is Tome on the basis of the general principle of Sveke de Raisa Lechum. So we cannot be tailored to. Masha'imke, regardless of the Zires, we have a special Teres HaKosov that we don't have to be Chayishish Lechum. We can be tailored to it. We have a special Teres HaKosov that we can be tailored to it. Why? So the Pshat, the Teres HaKosov, why was the Torah more lenient towards the Sophic of Nisiris than towards the Sophic in any other that I say? Because the Torah doesn't like Nisiris altogether. So Mimele, the Torah has a special Teres HaKosov that we don't have to be Cheshish Lechumre, we can be Teres HaKosov. But if that is all right according to Shmuel, Elva, the Omar Doch Mamesh, that Midraise, there is no Tumas Mashkin, Tumas Hatzmon. So even if Badai Noga, so it's only Tomei Midrabonon, and there is, and the general rule, so the general rule is that Tzveik and Rabon of the Bullet. Here, the Mishnah says that Sofik Tumas Mashkin, Litame, is Tomei. So in other words, it's an exception to the general rule. The general rule is that whenever there is a Sofik in the Rabon, so we are terrible, even though it's possible that it is Chumre. But in the Rabbonon we can be tailored. We could. So why does the Mishnah in Tare say, according to Rab, that Tumas Mashkin Nimo Vatzmo is only in the Rabbonon that is Chumre? So the Pshati is now from the Rosh. In Tare, it's Mashma, and it's Mashma like that from all the Mifosh, even though some of the Nizikirim, the Mishnah Chayim, the Dalet of Tares, says that it's a, the Hagoyes of Rosh there is the Talmud Teyer wrote it, but so he says that the Talmud Teyer wrote it because of another reason. Now, the Rosh, as the Kashi, there is a Mishnah in the Dalet of Tares, Al Shisho Sveikes Seyam. Al Shisho Sveikes Seyam. So, he has the Kashi, the Rosh has the Kashi, why doesn't mention, why doesn't the Mishnah say in the Dalet of Tares, Al Shimo Sveike Seyopi, and Sofik Mashkin in Tam? Because there are certain Sveikes of Tume that were tame. We don't burn. And there are certain Sveikes of Tume that were sealed. What does it mean? If we are tame, if a certain Sofik Tume, we are tame, we keep it, it's, we are tame. In other words, we can't eat it, and we are not saving. So that means that the Tume is only Tome Viterasok. If it is Seyofin, so that means that the Chachomim won't be Sake in these Shisha Sveikes that we have to burn. So that means that the Chachomim won't be Sake, that it's Tome Viterasvat, like Sofik Tume Vishayochin Sveiki Tome. So it's Tomei Viteras Vada. So Al Shisha Sveike Seyofin, it means that the Chachomim were Misake, that it's Tomei Viteras Vada. So the Rosh has the Kashe, why don't we say Al Shiva Sveike Seyofin? And the seventh one should be Sofik Mashkin Litame. So the Rosh gives the Teretz because one of the Shisha Sveikes is Sofik Reiki. Sofik Reiki. In other words, if it's a Sofik, somebody was Negea in rake, spino. And the question is that rake in which a person was Negea, is it the rake of Izar or it's not the rake of Izar? So Mimele, so it's here. So he says that Sofik Mashkin Litame, Sofik Mashkin Litame is included in Sofik Rake, because rake is also a mash, a spino. So the Mishnah says that it's a Toy Sefer, Talmud Teyer wrote it. It's for a different reason, but it's not chelik on the etzem din. So Adabuch, it's mentioned in that Hakoyes Rosh that Sofik Mashkin Litame is Seyofin, not just Teyer. And the Ibn Mekorik Mishnah Chene, who says Talmud Teyer wrote it, so he says because it's no kasha altogether. It's no kasha altogether, but it's not chelik on the etzem hanochet. the topic mashmi tame so he say. So that means that when the Mishnah says Sofik Mashkin Tame is Tome, is Tome, it doesn't mean it's Tome Vitera Sofik, it's Tome Vitera Svat. Now, the Mishnah there mentions what's Rekel Sali Pure, what's Rekel Sali Pure. So, whatever the Mishnah mentions in that Mishnah, the term is Rekel Sali Pure, so it means Lipure Vitera Svat. For example, when the Mishnah mentions Sofik prayers, So, Hamitzim Chaber Lovarai. Now, according to all the Shemim, except the Rambam, so the Maskon of the Gemara is that by Hamitzim Chaber Lovarai, by Sofik prayer, so Tok Vikein is Mitzimis Vyodei. And what does it mean, Tok Vikein Mitzimis Vyodei? As the Kutra Sasvekis explains it, that it becomes a violin, the Yisroel becomes a violin within his father. So, in other words, so the Sofik prayer, Lohokil, is not within his Sofik. So it clears the whole thing with the Svadai because it becomes a violent with the Svadai. Mimele, when it says Sofik, and when it says Sofik in Siras Lehoko, it also means with the Svadai, not with the Sofik. And when the Mishnah says Sofik, Mashkin Litame is Tomek, and Litame Achere, Litame with the Yud, it's to Mesatzne. So that is Tomek, and Litame, to be Litame Achere, so it's Toyer. So the litame that is toyer means with the svara toyer, and litame with the yud means with the svara. This is what the Agoyer Torah says. So with the svara. So in Melech, this is the pshat in the Ram. When the Ram says, Avotim liyamet the sofik nisiras lehoko ben lezari nei idhavim dusham o b'diotom. So the chat is fine. Bishwaime is the Shinkubetis and the Rashi and the Mir. Bishwaime called it to Shmuel. The Tumasatzman is the Raise. The Tumasatzman is the Raise. So in Mele, we can understand. So because true that Tumas Atz, the same Mishnah says, that Tumas Mashkin Litami with the Yud is Lechumre because of the general principle of Sveki Beraisa Lechumre. But, so, Midraise, so it's Lechumre Midraise. Except that Midraise, it's only Lechumre Midrasovic. But here, the Chachomim only sake that it should be Lechumre Midrasvarai. So it's Seyokin also. But Sofik Nizires, so Sofik Nizires is Lehokel, and what does it mean, Sofik Nizires? So Sofik Nizires is Lehokel, why shouldn't it be Midraise Lechumre, Midera Sofik? Because of his special Zerzakos. Because of his special Zerzakos. But, according to that, that who says that Dochen means Dochen Mame, Shiv Tumas Atzmon. So that means that here the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is telling us here that Tomei, that it means Tomei, it is Tomei Bideras Vada. So here, so according to Rav, the Mishnah is telling us that Tumas Mashkin Mitamei is Tomei Bideras Vada, even though it's in Rabbon. So the Chachomim were Machmir here, that it should be Tomei Bideras Vada. So the Mele, why does the Mishnah say Sofik Niziras Lehoka? True, there is a Zerasakos of Fishkiyafi. So that Zerasakos of only tells us that with the right say we do not say that it's Lechumre Bidirasovik because of a special Zerasakos. So since the Torah does not approve of Niziras altogether, we don't have the relationship. So it can be Taylor Lehoka. But since the Mishnah tells us here that with Rabbono, the Chachomim Mo Misaki, Mo Machmi, Ligami Tumas Mashki, where the Vadai Tume is only the Rabbono, that even Sofik Tume should be Tome Mitiras Vadai, so the same Chachomim in the Rabbono, they should be Misaki, that Sofik Nizires also should be Lechum Mitiras Vadai in the Rabbono. And here it says that Sofik is Nizires Lehokei, that it's Likume, baby the Raise, baby the Rabbono, Mitiras Vadai. So, this is the Kashi, according to the Rav. So, in other words, the Kashi is, since the same Mishnah says The same Mishnah says that Sofik is that Sofik Mashkel Itana, according to Rav, even though it's in the Rabbon. And the general rule is that Sofik Rabbon is Likule. So we do not have to be Chesheish. We do not have to be Chesheish Lechumre. We can be Tehler Likule. Here the Chachomim said that it is Lechumre. So what is the Takonis Chachomim? Not just that we have to be Chesheish. But here the Takonis Chachomim was that between a Svada it should be Lechumre. We should be Seiref also. So why won't the Chachomim be Sakei Ligabe Sofik Nizires? Too, there is a special Zerzakoso. The special Zerzakoso only tells us that whereas in regard to every other device, we cannot be Tehler Hokel and we have to be Chesheish Lechumre. So here we can be Tehler Hokel. But as far as the Rabbon is concerned, so just as the Chachomim were misake ligabi to Masvashki, that according to the general rule, we don't have to be Chesheish Lechumre, and we can be Tehler Lekule. But here, the Chachomim were misake that between a Svada it should be Tomei, and we should even be saying, why won't the Chachomim misake ligabi Sofik Nizires? True, there is a Xerasakosu, Midraise, we don't have to be Chesheish Lechumre, we can be Tehler Lekule. But with Rabbonon, it should be in Nozir, between a Svada, just as the Chachomim were Machmir, ligabi to Masvashki, where according to the general rule, we don't have to be Chesheish, but still there is a special Takonis Chachomim that it should be Lechumre B'Diras Vadai. So here there should be a special Takonis Chachomim, even though Midrash say we do not have to be Chesheish Lechumre, and we can be Tehler Likule, but there should be a special Takonis Chachomim Lechumre. Now, the Gemara here says, now let's say go over the Rach. The whole Achumot says, Shemit Nath Bishof. The Yudem Ad, that he tests on that. The whole Achumot says, Shemit Nath Bishof. The Yudem Ad, Mishun to Mosik Adayte, you'll have a nausea, actually it's born, she hey, hey, sikri, meyoko. Meyoko. Tal mit dem Akir, wo mag ich das so in Heidi mag ich den Juke die Seid, wo mit Paul nach Miko von der Reiche, die Ktone stammt und mit Juda so, aber es wird immer gut, wir sind nicht mehr mit Chui, die Reiche haben mit Heidi, wir sind da an Schi, und damit ich schon jedes Jahr mit dem Trumme Sau nicht kommen, mit dem Trumme Sau geben, es wird kommen, wenn der Trumme Sau, hier kann die Nade mit Trumme, war der Trumme Sau nicht gemacht, and it didn't have reference to Trumme Sau geben. Aber du kannst sehen, wie kasch, wie jo ich teil mit der Tele in Gold, wie viel schön Makirin, Maschma, ho Makirin, so wie so ein Sohn, ist weg davon. Wie jo mal zwei gehen, so what I said. So at first, wie du mal gesagt, der Tore hat wieder auch erschienen. Na, wo ist der Mischte, der sagt, stand nicht um, lach mir, er kommt mit dem Schitte auf erschienen. Du sagst, wie gab ihm sie es, das ist der Hunger. And the Mishnah that says in Taras, so it means that's law, the records of the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that says, in the case of Agni Nozemit, because in the Likul of what Shimon Roba, Mati, Likul Dei. So, now the Gemara is saying, Rabbi is saying, Gabi Tri Kosova Koshe Sveik Yochomu Mepadai, Loi Mayu Lai Shin Sveik, Dilu Gabi Nozemadam, Gabi Yochomu Mekov Menechal, Al Sveikei, Loi Mazemadam. So now the Gemara is saying that this Mishnah of standing on Hachmir can accord not only with Rav Shimon, but it can accord with Rav Yehuda, even with Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda is only Mati over there, Gavin Zires, because over there, so the Sofik is Chomu Mevada. Sofik is Chomu Mevada. So in other words, if he will become a nozir in the case of engaged between Azel Yokio and Horach Motzi Shemit Nath Nevar, and if we are going to say that his intention was to be a nozir, even if it will not be mivurah later on, as to whether there was a meiko or there was no meiko, so then we'll never be able to be migaleach. So that's the reason as to why the Yude is mad. The Loi Mayo really is naturally Sveike in the case where Sveike is Chomun Mevada. Mashiach in the case of Stam Nidon Hachmir. So it's not Sveike Chomun Mevada. So even Rabbi Yehuda will be Mach. according to that was the Mishnah, according to Rabbi. So the Mishnah can record not only with Rav Shimon, but with Rav Yudah as well. We will also say, what's going on? The Rav. We finish a talk with Rav Yehar, but it's coming in. We will not ask you, we will not have a lot, who might say, who might say, we will tell you, nay, the Chathos, who might say, so you will deny. She will have to support the Dope, let's say, we will show, and we can stipulate the ways. He knows that Rav Yehar, we will have a lot. We were in Dove, though kind of the Yulia Halach Mishmosh Yotso, we had at the beginning of the Dove. So in other words, in order to be with the Leach, it's not necessary that we should bring all the three components. If we bring one of the three components, Shlomi, Jodelo, even though we didn't bring the Hatos, so we maybe can be with the Leach, so it's not Sveiki Homo Mepato. What do I? Yesh Lema Hanim in the Bihele. Aber ich habe viele in der Galeria. Er in Kei, die kriegt Chathos Leibo und Schlomi. Hilkach, so sieht der Chathos, he's not supposed to be in Galeria. Until he brings all the three Kobones, so I remember Hilkach Wesley, I come to him, Zires, Habolasso. So that we know that the Kashi, Omar Harim, Yosef, Omar, the price of the Yiki, Kazem, Yokino, stop it, Ariel. So it doesn't mean only Harim, Yosef, Shoshi, Yeh, Harim, Yosef, Yeh, Yeh, So since it is couched in general terms, so in other words, so this vice is reference to the case where he said Arini was a real Yesh Bikriazem Meyokur. So even in that case Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Mutter. So we see that even when it's not Sveiki Homo Mevadai, where it's not a common vadai, he still says a good. The price of the name is as a mere cool stomach tangy. The age we mash up on those raymon, but who hoche, shore the beauty, have a fish in sweet homo, the vadai mamma who was in the lake. So vadai, so he doesn't become more homo as a result of the suffix than of the vadai. So the more homo, I would never allude to the hope. So that would be all right if this din of here bitzare, make bitzare, maybe shoresh behemes had been a chiddush of God. So then we could say that Rabbeinu Bar Yehuda didn't know of that chiddush, but this is not a chiddush of Rabbeinu. This is a din poshut. So that's a mishnah mifureshes. He knows it abdalet. Mavi knows a reimam. He knows a shimshen. Knows a reimam here bitzare. Make your bizarre. Maybe show it things. So it's a mishnah mifureshes that abdalet knows it. That he knows a reimam. So it's every face chiddush. So it's make your bizarre. Maybe show it things. All right, according to Rashi Nozia, it's a Mishnah Shinei, whatever. So it's a Mishnah Miforeshes. So to Karale by Karale, so why did Rabbeinu Bar Yehuda raise the question of Omar Rabbeinu Mozarei Omar? I mean, didn't he know the Mishnah? It's a Mishnah Miforeshes. Now, the Rosh knows here, in the Rosh Nozia, that press, so there, that the Mishnah is discussing the case of someone who says, Harim Nozia Tisareshi, you have a Rosh, here I am. So the Rabbonon of Rebbe, the Talekame, is saying, Harim Nozia Rimon Mugalea Hachas Eshreshi, even though the expression used is Harim Nozia Rimon, so the Rosh says, I mean, everybody says, that it doesn't mean Nozia Rimon. It means the number of Israel. In other words, on the Rabbonim of Rebbe, if someone says, Arim knows that it's Arishi, the Abba, Boret, Shechil Ayah, so he meant to be the Kabeir as many Israel as they are here in Israel, or as they are seven particles at the shore of the sea. So that's an indefinite number, an unlimited number, a series of Israel.
So in many ways, Harim the Moser, he looks like where he has to realize one is Yeres of Shoshiei, and then bring the three components, bring the Galeah, then start another is Yeres of Shoshiei, then again, bring the components and make it Ruach, and then start the third count, indefinitely, throughout his life. So the expression used is Harim the Moser. So the Rosh says, Harim the Moser, just that present down, the first line of the Yerushalayim. Harim Nozer is Salvation. Harim Nozer is Kaleah Ha'am Shoshiei. Ki Kibo Nizirat Kibinyan Salvation. V'chol Amid Lamed Al Nozer is Ma'atzim. Kaleah V'chol Yei Lamed Al. Lady Kovenes. V'voy V'yei Maskel Nizirat. V'nisei Tziyayi V'nitamal Nizirat. Leimo. V'voy Kilo Zer Leimo V'yiliyo. V'nozer Ha'psholet. V'veiko V'kara Tavke. V'voy Bisporayim. V'vudo Nizirat Zerachlet Zerachlet. How often was in Nozer Eimon, is in Nozer Eimon here? And Nozer Eimon by Kapshol, how often is he allowed to be Galea? So one says in the Shredish, one says every 30 days, one says every 7 days, every Shabbos, so he must be every day. So he says, even though the mission uses the expression of Nozer Eimon, but you should equate it with the Nozer Eimon of Adea, because the Nozer Eimon of Adea means the Nozer Eimon, not a series of number of different of separate zeros. The Nozer Eimon is one Yizirat. It's one Yizirat. But he's Megaleach every Yizirat Chedesh. And he brings the components every Yizirat Chedesh. Here it means the number of separate zeros. So he says,
That in Nozer Eimon. Nozer Eimon like a real Nozer Eimon, like a Pshol. So he brings the components every Yisrael Chedesh and he's Megaleach, but there it's optional with him. In other words, if he wants to bring the components and bring Megaleach, he can do so. But if he chooses not to bring Megaleach, so Pshol chose to bring the components and bring Megaleach. But if any Nozer Eimon, it's the option is with him. If he wants, he can bring the components and bring the Galeah. And if he wants, he just continues the Nizirat. And he doesn't bring the components. He doesn't bring the components, so of course he's not allowed to bring the Galeah. Now, the Kermelimo says that from the washing of the Akhil, it's mashma that the Akhil can wash. Alright. But the Rosh, Shiti is that even though a Nozer Eimon is maybe complex of every Israelish and Galea, but it's only optional. It's not a political. So maybe what does it mean? Because why did the Rosh say that? Because the Halachim is, I mean, when does the Nozer bring the components in the Galeah? After he concluded, he consummated the Nizirat. So then, when the Nizirat is terminated, completed, so then he has to bring the components and he is in Galeah. But the Nozer Eimon, so he is in Nozer Eimon. So I mean, it's one Nizirat all the time. So why should he bring the components? So the Rosh came to the conclusion that this is a special halacha, that the Nozer Eimon has the option to terminate the Nizirat, not to terminate the whole Nizirat. Of course, even if he decides to take this option, so it's still one Nizirat. But he has the option of making the Nizirat Eimon
into a one Nezires with the number of counts. With the number of counts. Not that he has the option of making the Nezires Eilam, of converting the Nezires Eilam into separate Nezirius. No, that's not. Of course it's one Nezires. But he has the option of making that one Nezires Eilam into a one Nezires with the number of counts. With the number of counts. So the option is to him. This is the Shita of the Rosh. So we may, according to the Rosh, we can understand. We can understand Rabbuna Bar Yehuda's Kash. Not that Rabbuna Bar Yehuda didn't know the Mishnah of Nozer Eilam. Is here Bitzare, Meko Bitare, and maybe Shalom Behemoth. He knew the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah of Rosh, but Dalit not. But Rabbuna Bar Yehuda is, in view of the fact that Nezires Eilam is only an action that Nozer Eilam has, that he can terminate and one count and then start a new count in the same Nezires. So in many ways, since he can only do it if he decides to take that action. But if he doesn't decide to take that option, so then he's not allowed to be Mikalayah altogether. So the main way it takes the Jacob of the Father. So what they gave him the Teret? No. In view of the fact that he has an option, so the main way it still takes the Jacob of the Father. Because if it will be Vadai, so then he has the choice, he has the option of being Mikalayah. Of terminating one count and start another count. Mashiach in Sofit, he doesn't even have, it's nothing beyond it. And Rabbuna Bar Yehuda also knew of the Mishnah, but Rabbuna Bar Yehuda assumed that inasmuch as it is contingent upon his own choice, and without deciding to take that option, so then he's always also to be Migaleah, so mainly it's not considered Tzveche Chomo Mivad. So what we said, it is still considered Tzveche Chomo Mivad, because in case of Sofi, he doesn't have the choice, in case of Vadai, he doesn't. Now, that is all right to call it the Rosh. But according to Vadai, I mean, the Kalei Rosh, is the Dayu from the Rosh, and it's a good deal, the Rosh of the Rambam, and from Vadai Rishen, that they do not agree with the Shita of the Rosh, and that they hold that Nezires Eilam is the main component is not just optional with it. It's obligatory. But of course we have to say in other shading, it's not that Nezires Eilam, every Nezires Eilam like Absholem is a series of Nezirius. That couldn't be. It's one Nezires. But it's according to the other shading who are Kanosh and who hold that it's obligatory upon the Nozareimo to bring the Kabbalah assembly in Beis Chedesh. They hold that while it's one Nezires, but it consists of separate counts, every Beis Chedesh. So every Beis Chedesh. So how will we explain the Habamine of the Kashi of Rabbuna Bar Yehuda? So it's possible to explain that inasmuch, in view of the fact that according to the Rosh, Ali with the Emes, the Aloche that Nozer Eilam is made in the Kabbalah Assembly Beis Chedesh is optional. It's Ali with the Emes. So even according to the Mishnah, as the Kalmei Rosh, that the Achirik and the Rosh, Ali with the Emes, Nozer Eilam, so actually is at the very outset, it consists of a series of counts. One is the rest with a series of counts. And it's not optional. But Rab Yehuda, we could say that Rabune Bar Yehuda, according to the other Rishayim, assumed what the Rosh assumes are with them. So in many ways, this is why what he has. Omar Ari Nozer Eilam Mai. So now if you were Vada here, Bitzar, and Miku Misar, maybe Shoni Behemoth, we would say, okay, Roy. So in other words, according to Adam Shemi, Rabbuna Bar Yehuda assumed like the Rosh.
And then Rabbi told him, no, I got to show you. That here, it, he doesn't even have to exercise an option. The whole deal of the Nisiris is that he has to bring the Kabbalahs. So the middle is certainly sweeter. Ah, now, then the one is, Omar, Harini, Shimshimai. So there, suppose someone said, Harini knows him engaged with Triazeh, may your cook, Harini knows your Shimshim, engaged with Triazeh, may your cook, behold, I'm not saying that Shabbat. So there, it's not Sveiki Homo with Vadai, because Vadai was a Shimshim, he's never allowed to be with Alech either. So he said, Omalei no Rashim Shem Oitan. Omalei, Arim no Rashim Shem. Da filo vada no Motsu Mikalei Amita. Omalei no Itani. Nistom no Mash no Rashim Shem. Vatani no Rashim Shem. Dike Preise in Tonya Behebe. Der Rabbi Yudha Mati ya Behime Rabbi no Rashim Shem. In Lech Mitri Azeh no Yoku. Behola no Motsu Shem. Itani Itani. Wo Itani no Kuki, that's one. Wo Itik Shahi Den Anshigoli. Makirin Tumas Alish. Die Mash Mach, wo Makirin Asur. Iname, Itanje und Tritanoja alle Rabbi. Rabasho Mara, Hayi Rabbi Jude Mishim Rabtau. Itanje, Rabbi Jude Mishim Rabtau, Ine, Ine Chod Matoski. Mishim Rabbi Jude Mishim Rabtau, Ine Chod Matoski. Schau da mal. Ine Chod Matoski, 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 Om khaber ave no ze shene gatar ve ey mer in akhle no ze yo gab yude mish mitay me mishnei taymer in yosef ve shol mit no mis in aso afo tray ma shen shen in sine skola chi fogishin so vi lo in shum tnal ki di khsi yafli so yafli implies di mash mash in fogish lo shi kapo is la so so in other words it has to be clear the time that he made red. And if it, at the time you made an Eder, it's not clear, even though it becomes clear later on, so the Eder is not hard. Hilkav, I still have no Shimshim, if it has any Yoku, Rabbi Nozir, Kavoste. So then it means that, so, that even if it's Nisbadet, that Yesh has any Yoku. But as long as the Eder is there, didn't know at the time he took the render of the Zivas that rock had Meyoku, so he's still not enough. So why did he say, in Yeish, in Lita Neva? So that's the more discussion. Yoche Mahir Yeshemitna, but only the Achot Yechet Rapshine. The Achot Yechet Rapshine, the Achot Yechet Rapshine, Kosova, Mahirin Yishnach Shom Yisrael. Now the Achot Yechet Rapshine, the Achot Yechet Rapshine, the Achot Yechet Rapshine, Kosova, Mayo in his snapples, and the Apple Kirk Rapshin, the Apple Gabin, the retain the Rapshin, the release of the inner with the Apple Kirk at the Bude, the Kirk, the Tayrodi, less the Hill, the time machine in the Sinasa Lafoye, let the Kirk at the Tayra Tray, he is the inner machine of Geneva. Once we know the time of the Bude, so then there is no Hiddish. כי היא זה בין שמין אבא שלא, אבל אש ללוק את לי, ושמין לך משאוב, אבל אש ללוק את מנין לך, אש מין אבא בוצה לגב שימן, לא יחי יש לי איזה בוצה דאף, לא יהיה, ואוי, דמי לא נפשו לזה. Now, so there are two short, two שיטס הראשים, כי יש ממש הסתר. Now let's see, in taste of see. רבה שאומר, היי, מסופי כזירס, תקרי, תשאור לב יודה, לא תאים משום דין עוד המחניס, עצמי מדובר שסוויקי חוקו מבדעי. אלא רביודי משום רבתאו חוקי, דיבוי האחלוי, ותאימי משום בסוויקי הוא משתבת נפשי. שבסוויקי הוא משתבת נפשי. So in other words, so the first motion in Tesis is, and the Rashi also mentions, both of them, the first motion in Tesis is, according to Rav Ashi, so the pricing of Harini Nozer and Yeh Mitri Azeh Meyoku, in Yeh Mitri Azeh Meyoku, the tribute of Matir, so that is, this tribute is Rattau. It's tribute of Mishim Rattau. It's tribute of Mishim Rattau. So in other words, so that means that if we don't accept Rattau's din, so then we cannot say like Rabbi Yehuda, Likur, according to that question. That's the first question. Go in here. Do be faithful, be shamay, be nozer, muhab, heavy, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Kri, Pomikai, the Rabbi Yehuda, Shavatam. Loch, and even the Horeb. Hayid, he knows a shimshe. The Polish Rabbi Yehuda, love Rabbi Yehuda, all of his napshi. The father made the Rabbi Yehuda, because a shimshe. Keep the insane to come on the Vatai. El Rabbi Yehuda, Shavatam, the boy, Adroy. Alright, so now go ahead. The second shot, the most shame. It's really the second shot, not the first shot. That Rabashe does not say that the price of Rabbi Yehuda Matir, of Harim, knows the religion, has any occur, Rolach Motzi Shemina Vishova. So, it represents the view of Rabbi no. That price does not represent the view of Rabbi. That's Rabbi Yehuda with an Abshe, not Rabbi. And that is based upon the deen of Loimayil in the Shnapshli Sveikia, let's say in the case. The Cholapoch is the case of Sveiki Chomu Mevada. So the Maya Inish Nafshel Sveiki. Maya Inish Nafshel Sveiki. So that does not represent the view of the town. But the price, he cited the price before that says Muter, even in connection with Nizires Shimshen, of the price that says Harini knows a Shimshen in the Bifriazeli Yoko. So there is another price that says even in that case that it's Mutea, that is not the Mazia. So that price represents the view of Fatal. But according to the view there, so in the case of Arim, it was a Shimshim, it was a Yoko. So he would be in Mazia. That's the Shikha of most Shim. Now I just want to go over the Gemara and then discuss what we should say here. I want to go over the Gemara up to the Gemara that Chom. Of the Eilom, up to the Gemara of the Gemara. Now, the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Stam Trum Rabbi Yehuda, Hom Akir Masurin, Al Mesrei Jel Chumre, Eme Seife, Stam Chom Rabbi Yehuda Mitorin, Hom Asur, Chinan Jago, Makir Mitzchom Akriyanin, Hom Akir Mitorin, Al Mesrei Jel Mikule, Hom Rabaye, Seife Rablezer, Rab Tzodeki, Italia, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Stam Chom Rabbi Yehuda Asur, Rab Tzodeki Meir, Stam Chom Mikol Asur. So that means that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds the Stam Chom Mizrach. And when does he say Mikule? By Zires, because Loimayu is naturally shrinking in the case, where shrinking is Chomu Mevada. But he holds not only in the case of Zires, it's Rokir, because shrinking Chomu Mevada, but in every letter, it's the good. In every letter. Alright. Now, Homakir Asura, I'll take you home. Hold it for the creation, and the same report for the same thing. The nation could understand from the Buddha Asura, or the same thing. We say, if you could understand from the Buddha Asura, or the same thing, we should have the three and deal with the same thing. The race at the time, we should be Udo, the nation you're killing car, but Thomas Alishko, or your cave, and Thomas Agate, and Thomas Star. In Amanita, we say, do a long, Sveke, לחום, זה בביקטון הסתם כל מיוד ביטורים, הייתם הם תרשו יוקיינים הר ומצויים ביניהם, ולאי חומר, היו לקיינים, לא היה בקורם לחירים גובי, החירים סתם. אבל דיוק את דבי שם, זה בכך, אבל הבאי, זה ברבט ורב צודקי, דמאסקולי סנטרי תנועי, ואי שרב יוד יצפיר לסבי לחום. And only by the Zires, he says לקור, because of Sveik Yochamu Mevad, ובדי אין לך נאמה לסתם חומים ביהוד נאמה עשו וסי פרד לזה ברקצות יגדור לסתם חומים בכל העשירים לפי שמעקיד נס חומי קיימים ומעקיד מוטורי לסווי כביקורי ומשום הוכר סתם חומים ביהוד שוי מעקיד אלו ואין מוטורי וסתם תחומה נאמה ביהוד אלא גם לזה ברקצות יותר ואי ולא כתב ביהוד את תחומה ולא כתב לזה חומים לאו דווקא לא עדים בתחומי גופו אינם בחומים חום גוף ואבא מוצא להפוגע, אלא מה זה שמיר אומרה מקומה, אלא מה זה שמיר אומרה מקומה. ובזה, כי מעדרינו לי, אלא מה מספירו אלו מהי אלו משנת של עשוי, כי אבא מוצא למה, כבר זה מקבצודקי, בקוס כבר זה מקבצודק, he applies it to all the dorm. Hello, the people all the free karma. Hoche bin Sires, Guf. Und in Hoche kann man die Stamme dorm hachmir, die Stamme schließen. But by the Sires, it's the Kule, so we can the Hoche, because Zweke Homum Vadai. Because of Zweke Homum Vadai, and then the Haname, it's a case where it's not Zweke Homum Vadai, but it's a Shibishe, so then it will be the Homum. That when we are material, even the Pesach of Pesach, so he has to be made easier to Yom Shenorah Benet. Yom Shenorah Benet. But how do you mean in Pesach and Pesach, in other words, that it doesn't have to be done to Pesach. Pesach Mokmach means in Chavate. So we can, in one dimension, the nation will be in the Chavate space when it goes. So you need to look at the patient. So it's more as a cash. Hope of the cash. I'm letting you show me. We are not only in the shadow when she needs so much. You know, you know. 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 Wie ich lehne, nach mir und so, ich passe nur noch herum, aber ich lehne, dann lehne ich nicht an. Mir ist ja noch da, wo man so gut sehen, ich hoffe, ich bin für die Sekunden schon abwehrt. Liebe der Biot, liebe der Biot, aber der Biot, sie war mit mir, warum ist er das mit? Aber ich bin so, Rupe, da, ich war mit dir. Aber der Biot, sie, oh, wir haben da, wo ich nicht kommen will, nicht kommen will. Ich bin ein bisschen, ich bin ein bisschen, ich bin ein bisschen, ich bin ein bisschen, ich bin ein From all the shame, from all the shame, it appears that this halacha, by midrash and moving it on the chok, avu b'amoret shebol yishoy, is ancient yisrael. Avu b'amoret shebol yishoy, ancient yisrael. Machmir no oraita to the chachomim machirik, and the ancient yisrael, who machmir no, but the chachomim won't believe that by amoret, So it's not muta, but we can be matter him on the basis of Pesach also, and Pesach on the basis of Chavote also, not only on the basis of Pesach. But Amoretz is not muta without a Torah. He has to have a Torah on the basis of Pesach, it's Chavote, but he has to have a Torah. So Moses Prashenim say that this halacha, that by Amoretz, so it is not Luther without a Torah, Pesach of Chote, that applies only to the case, the last mission of Lola Behera, but it doesn't apply to the first mission. The first mission of Stam Dorm Hachim of Rusham Hoke, so in, let's say, he said a real life of Samuliah, so then, even an Amhoret can be the focus of the and it doesn't require a Torah. Most Hashem say. But the Rabbi Avraham mentions in the name of Rashi now. It's not in our Rashi, because our Rashi is not Rashi. Our Rashi is probably based upon Rashi's Pshat. But Rabbi Avraham mentions in the name of Rashi that this halacha, the distinction between the Talmud Chochem and the Moritz, that by a Moritz, it's not Mutter without Pesach or Chavote, so that applies not only to Nodah Becherem, but it applies to the cases of the previous Mishnah as well. You see, most Mishnah hold that
that this applies only, that this aloha, that amor, requires a Torah on the basis of Pesach or Chavote, so is limited only to the cases of the last mission. Because here, the need, the explanation is very remote. So remember, by amor, we are hitching, maybe it's Mishach. We don't trust it. We don't trust it. Mashiachim, in the cases of the first mission, where the explanation we could is not remote at all, it's not a Pirush Yuzon. So there, even at moments is never than we are not Chetchevim, maybe he's lying. Maybe he's lying. That's the Shita Bosh Hashem. But Rabbi Avraham in all mentions the name of Rashi, that it applies to all the cases, even the cases of the first mission. Now, Rabbi Avraham in all, that she has been. Stam doy, pirish rabbi nishmeni, shoma rudri stam, kidin shoma, hare yo ay kikar zeh kipsam oliyah, vuhi pirish bishas nidre yis, di afo gam bito lima, shemo mimoliya ta mizo ekire, api vohoch et alino lechum, vamrino mimoliya bishlomim ki, vahave matriz vidova oos, vios, upi rusho, she pirish bishas nidre, so you could think, I mean, that since he says Shapira Vishas Nidre, that's like the second motion in our Rashi. But you'll see it's not the second motion in our Rashi. It's not the second motion in the Mephorosh. Upirushen Shapira Vishas Nidre, Vyoma Rareo Laikika Zek, it's Amuria Shalom Vizor Emun, She Nisra Vizor Epo Alinele, Do Ehava Atfose Ach Nidre Vila Valer. Vilo Ipide, Vimash, Dichshenot Dar Stam, Suru Mehamer, in Yema Vimodiya Dar Vizor Ekevam, you shouldn't be medayin there. The Pirish Rabbi Mishloim in the Sefer Mishneh, we don't find it. But the Pirish Rabbi Mishloim in the Sefer Mishneh, the Taune, the Chulon, Yahane, Namek. So, Al Chulon in Yisholem, what does it mean in Yisholem? By Moretz, in Yisholem, so it doesn't refer only to Nodah Becheret, but it refers to all the cases. In the previous mission as well, the Tone Bechulon the Ham Namikon, Kmoi Shenvoye Bisefa Mishne. So, Poshevoye Bisefa Mishne. So, according to Rabbin Avraham in all, so the Mishne is saying as follows, in other words, that in all the cases, there is an equation between the cases of the second Mishneh and the cases of the first Mishneh. So in all the cases, so if he explains that at the time of the Nedea, the living connection with Amoretz, so it's a fact. But if he doesn't explain it at the time of the Nedea, but he explains it later on, let's say the next day he explains it people later. So then, by Dabu Kochen, it's effective. By Dabu Kochen. By Dabu Kochen, it is effective. But by Amoretz, it's not effective. So why isn't it effective by Amoretz? Because we are Chesh Shushachem. But, so that means, so the Shite of Rabbi Mishleime is not the same Shite, it's not Mashma. You can be there in the Rosh of the Mephoresh. Now, the Mephoresh has two shades. According to one Moshe in the Mephoresh, so Perusha Lohokil means in later on, and according to the second Moshe in the Mephoresh, Perusha Lohokil means only the time of the Nedah. And the Piskei of the Rosh also has two Mishnayos. So it's Mashma from the Mephoresh, and that according to the Rosh, the second Rosh in the Mephoresh, and according to the Rosh in the Rosh, in the Piskei of Rosh, that Perusha Lohokil means only in the time of the Nedah, so that means, so it's Mashma, Pashto, Rosh. It's mashma that if he's mifovesh nikule, later on, let's say the next day, so then it's ineffective even by Talmud Chorah, because it's not on the basis according to the mifovesh second rosh and according to the rosh first rosh in the Piskei rosh. So that the perusha lehokil is only effective at the time of the nedea. So it's not because later on we don't trust it. Because if it's a question of not trusting him, so Mishloim by Amoretz, we can be chesed. But by Talmud Chochem, how could we be chesed by Talmud Chochem? So, I mean, from Chochem means, as the Gemara says in Bavitzie, I mean, who is a real Tzorim Rabbanon? Who is never Mishakir except in three things. So, it's not reasonable to say that we are Rishad in maybe in life. So it's mashma from the Rosh of the Miforesh, that according to the second Rosh of Miforesh, and according to the first Rosh of Miske Rosh, in other words, according to the Shittas of Hashem, that Perusha Lahotel is only at the time of the Nedea, and they don't say at the time of the Nedea regarding Amoretz. It's mashma from the Rosh of the Miforesh and of the Miske Rosh, that according to that Rosh. So, if it's not the time of the Nedea, so even later, cannot explain it later on. So, it's not on the basis that we are reaching maybe Mishak. So, what is the reason? What is the longness of the second washing in the Forge and the first washing in the Fiske Rosh? Because of Kvorim Shevalev, in other words, even in the first, in other words, because of Kvorim Shevalev, in other words, so even though in the case of a real like Samariah, the Ineser, so, or a real like Heret, so the Pshat of the Hidim Shokian, or Ineser Shalom Yizor, is not remote, but it's not as likely. This explanation of Rikure is not as likely. Why? Because as the Rishonim explained, why do we say Stam Dov Machmir? Because as the Rosh says, Avogav Dechshepir is Gleim, Avogav Dechshepir is Vod, as we know Basapir Rishon, Im Sosam, as we know Rikure. So in other words, so that means that the presumption is if he doesn't explain it at the time of the Nedea what he means, so then the presumption is that he means Lechumre. Now if he means Lechumre, so remember if he explains it later on. So he's trying to explain it in a way contrary that it is understood at the time of the Nedea. So maybe it's Kvorim Shevalev. So Kvorim Shevalev and Kvorim. So even if Amit Kohen is not able to explain it with Kula later on. That's the Shita of the Rosh. Mashainke, the Shita of Rabbi Nachum, as he mentions, Rashi Shita. So there it's not on the basis of Kvorim Shevalev. Because he says, he also mentions in the name of Rashi, that he can only explain it Likule at the time of the Nedea, but only vis-a-vis an Amoretz he can explain it Likule at the time of, only at the time of the Nedea, and later on Anna. But the Talmud Chochem can explain it Likule even later on. So according to Rashi Shite, it's not Kvorim Shevalev, because in view of the fact that this expression is capable of two interpretations, even though without an explanation. So then it is understood in one sense, in the sense of the Chumre, but since it's capable of another interpretation, so in the name way it's not Kvorim Shevalev if he explains it. But vis-a-vis Amoretz, so if he explains it later on, so then we are Cheshish for Mishakir, but vis-a-vis Talmud Chochem, we are not Cheshish for Mishakir. All right, so that's the Shite of Rashi, means Rabbi Nachum in all ages. Now let's see the case of scripture. Don't the Hakmir, Pirish, nearly the high stamina don't the Hakmir, it is the Shosa. Do we go a dieting? The Eze Heer not the Hakmir of Shosamayim. להיות עשו עומד, בשביל כן, נודעתי ממשכים אותם, אבל המדינים חשתו מדינים, ועוד, די המסדייתי, הוכל לי קורת, חבורי מפושי, דייתי, ובחדם כן אני קונדם, ובחדם דייתי די שביסד ובשל שמיים, אלו פעד היי בשוסק לי קורת, חשתו לדעות אותם, ולמנים אותם, אלו קלפים אותם לקיום לדעות, ומאי ביאמינו נודע בחירת, ויאמר הוא נדרתי או מחומי, כי בגלל דיינתי מקורי הוכי, אבל איבו, קוראי חדישות את מקורי סתומי לאח למשך. So he said, נודע בחומי, ויאמר הוא נדרתי בחומי של ים, so only in the time of the letter, כי בגלל דיינתי מקורי, אבל איבו, but if he wasn't, if he didn't indicate at the time of the Nebuchadnezzar, so Kolehicha Vishosak Mi Kore, Stom Lachanash. Stom Lachanash. In other words, we saw that the Shittes HaRambam was, the Shittes HaRambam was, as the Mishnah says, that in regard to Chomim, and whether, so when can he explain, so the Shittes HaRambam means that he can explain later and also that he meant Chomei Tehani, not Chomei Shabbat. He can explain later on also equally, that he meant Yaineth and Shabbat Vizoneh, not Yaineth and Shabbat Vizoneh. But that is only in the city, in the place where he took the Nebea and he said Chomei, so Chomei is used in two senses. But if in a certain place, so Chevron is used only in the sense of Chomei Shamayim, even though in other places. So Chevron is used in the sense of Chomei Keani, so the Gesed Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, so he's incapable of, but that's in regard to Chomei, in that sense. So there he can explain it before. He can explain it before, even later on. So he explained it. I mean, the Rambam Shita is that if in a certain place a certain word is used in one sentence, so then if he uses it in another sentence, even if it's Klavish Mayotali, that he really meant it in another sentence. So it's Vorm Shabbat. So that's the reason as to why, if in the place where he took the Nedar, the term Chevet is used always in the sense of Chomei Keani, even though in other places it's used in the sense of Chomei Keani, and he later on says, I meant it in the sense of Chomei Keani, so he still was, because of Chomei Keani. But Mashenkin, in the case of Nodav Chevron, he says, even though in no place the term Chevron is used in the sense of Chomei Shalyam, but since there is aloche of Pid Ribeshovim, he has to be the Chavim to answer it. And in the case where he says, I meant the Chomei Shalyam, so he wasn't the Chavim to answer it, so it's not Pid Ribeshovim. But in the case where he says, Kikazek Chevron, and even though he meant in the sense of Chomei Keani, but even though he meant in the sense of Chomei Keani, he still meant Lhasa. So there is no chisore of people in the Shabi. The Shaila is whether he expressed it properly or not. So he said that even if he had spelled it out explicitly Chomei Keani, he would be muta, because he even, and in that place, Chedem Stav means only Chomei Shamai. So the pay is there, and the lev is also there, because he meant to ask. He meant to ask. So the Shittes HaRambam means, in regard to Nodav Chevron, Vomav Adav, Chomei Shalyam. So even in the case where later on he explains it, that he meant Chomei Shalyam, so it's still Muta. It's still Muta. Only by Amoret, so he Ahishish Lishak. But by Tamut Chochem, it's Muta. That is, the Sreet says, no. That even by Chevron, not by Chevron, the Omar with the Darty or the Chomei Shalyam, so, with Darty with Chomei Shalyam, So it is only if at the time of the neder, he said, I meant talking to people. At the time of the neder, he said, I meant Chirim Shoyam. But if later on he says, Chirim Shoyam, so then he's off. Now the question is this. The Mishneh says here explicitly that not a Chirim moment, so it's only Muter by Tamit Chochem. But by Namoret, it's not Muter. It's not Muter. Now, according to the, so Mishneh, according to all the other Mishneh, who say, who applied this din of the Mishneh? Later on. So we can understand the distinction between Talmud Chochem and Amoret. Because by Talmud Chochem we have no Shoshes, less than the Shakir. So we may even later on we can explain it correctly. And by Amoret we have Shoshes, maybe the Shakir. But according to this, this is three, that when the Mishnah says here, there is a distinction between Talmud Chochem and Amoret. So it has reference to the case where the time of the neder he explained it, and he said, "Lo yodat elav bechomish olam, elav bechomish olam." So that means that even at the time of the neder, he can only he's capable of explaining it regularly if he's a tamfachem, if he's an amor, it's not. So, but later on, so even tamfachem cannot explain. So you understand as to why later on, even the Talmud Chochem cannot explain it, because it's Chomish Olam. After all, what's the plain meaning of Chirem? Not Chomish Olam. Chomish Olam is a remote meaning. And so in Eile, so even if Klap Yishmai is Gandhi, that he meant Chomish Olam is Chomish Olam. So later on, even the Talmud Chochem cannot explain it before. So when does the Mishnah say that Talmud Chochem can explain it before at the time of it? The time of the so then the Talmud Chochem can explain it to and the Amoret cannot explain it to the Chomish Olam even at the time of the Neder. Even at the time of the Neder. Why not? He cannot say it to Chomish Olam at the time of the Neder. The time of the Neder. So apparently, according to Tesis Lee, so the whole Halach of that by Amoret. So it requires a Torah on the basis of Pesach Harotet. So even at the time, even if he explains it, at the time of the Neder, it's a special Rabbonon. In order to show you, Kibu Vividot. So your creation is Vividot. It's not because we have a Shosha maybe his life. In order that he should be made of Vividot. So it's a special Rabbonon. Now, the Lashon of the basis three. He has expressions here. He says, "Mind, we hold us to be honest. We shall be honest about it. We shall be honest.